The Easter Egg Hunt. Every Easter, the farmer had his brother's family over to stay. They'd stay for 3 nights and go home on Easter Day. The farmer's brother was tall and rather large, and he always joked that he was built like a hulking great barge. He had curly brown hair, and his name was Dale, and he stayed up every night drinking strong homemade ale. Dale's wife was rather small and as thin as a rake. She only ate salad and figs and never scones or cake. She had curly blonde hair and was thought to be very pretty, although she never smiled but always scowled, which was thought to be a pity. The cousins numbered 1 boy and 3 girls. They were a bustle and a bluster of freckles and curls. Laura, the eldest girl, had just turned 9, and she made sure the younger ones always stayed in line. Dora, the middle girl, had only just turned 8, and she was always excited about what would be next and could never ever wait. Flora, the youngest girl, had only just turned 5, and she was the loudest, clumsiest streak of a girl that had ever been alive. Henry, the only boy, had only just turned 3, but he had caught the full attention of Pete the Bee. Now it seemed to Pete, based on what he had seen, that it was always the same. When the cousins played together, Henry was always left out of the game. It didn't matter what they played, he never seemed to get a try, so poor Henry would just walk away to sit on his own and cry. The girls were nice, they just had dolls as toys, and those weren't the sort of things that appealed to little boys. Henry played with things that had wheels, engines and wings, but the girls had their dolls and dresses and very different things. It was usual to have an Easter egg hunt on the morning of Easter Day, and the children gobbled down their breakfast as they were eager to play. Farmer Jeff's wife always made the hunt very hard, and she hid the eggs in many places in and around the yard. The children would search the farm over and over again until they had located the hidden eggs, which numbered in total 10. Rose found the first egg behind the stable door. It was blue and white and rested on some straw. Laura found the second egg placed upon a ledge. Grace found the third egg hidden carefully in the hedge. Dora found...